And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or of course on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Join us on our Facebook page if you can. We're at GRN South and Central TX. Hit that like button, follow us, and that way you keep up with everything that we're doing out in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and, of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. Want to thank everyone out there tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and, of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us in getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and of course, events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, we are so fortunate. We are so blessed. We have Father Martin Scott joining us for the hour. And, you know, he's going to talk to us a little bit. He's going to lead us in prayer. But he's also making his U.S. tour right now. So he comes to us from Lima, Peru. And I'm so happy that he's here. Plus, our good friend Bobby Contreras, who is escorting Father Martin Scott around. We're going to talk about where he's going to be here in San Antonio. He's got some inspirational talks that he's going to do, one at St. Mary Magdalene, the other at St. Mary's Catholic Church downtown, and Spanish and healing. He's got a healing service as well. Father Martin Scott, we're going to talk to him. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to our discussion. This whole hour with Father Martin, he brings so much inspiration. He's a blessing, and I'm so glad that Bobby was able to bring him here to our studio, and it's a blessing to have him here. So as you can tell my voice, I'm very excited. But before we begin our conversation with Father Martin Scott, we always begin in prayer, and you know, we want to pray for our country, pray for our president, want to pray for, of course, our Archbishop Gustavo Cied, Bishop Gary Yannick, and also retiring Bishop Michael Boulette, and also new Bishop Cepeda. I can't wait to hopefully one day meet him. Hopefully I'm going to meet him next Monday. But yeah, pray for our religious, all of our priests, our deacons, our seminarians, our nuns, our sisters. Want to pray for our religious, pray for our church, the Catholic Church, the Universal Church. Pray for the Catholic Church. And so with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Father Martin Scott to lead us in prayer. So, Father, if you will, lead us in prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known, that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left in it, in spouse, confidence we fly unto thee. O virgins, O virgins, our mother, to you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful, O mother, word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And so with that said, Father Martin, thank you for getting our program up and going, and we are now on our way. So I want to recap what I did this past weekend. There's a lot of stuff coming up. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on, especially parish festivals out there. It was so much fun this weekend to be out in Fredericksburg, Texas. I was out there Saturday for the Best Fest. I'll tell you what, the St. Mary's Catholic Church Knights of Columbus Council 9765 out there in Fredericksburg, head by Grand Knight Dennis O'Leary, just did a phenomenal job out there. And they love us to come out, to encourage people to, you know, come out and enjoy the festivities of the day. It was a family day. Lots of families out there. And I don't know if you've been out at Fredericksburg lately, but I've been going for the past 3 years. And I'll tell you what, Fredericksburg, and we have a station there, of course, Fredericksburg is just cowboy and cowgirl chic. I mean, you walk around downtown, you look at, you know, everybody who's there. They got vineyards. They're taking tours out there. Of course, you know, they have Oktoberfest and Best Fest. And I'll tell you, the streets of Main Street, the street of Main Street was packed. And I'm sure that all the individual businesses there in Fredericksburg were very thankful that they were there. But if you have not been out there, it is so beautiful. And they've got so many bed and breakfasts. They got, you know, places to stay there, take tours of the numerous wineries that they have there. But St. Mary's Catholic Church in Fredericksburg has always been great to the Guadalupe Radio Network. And it was so much fun doing a live remote out there and talking to, you know, not just the grand knight, but Larry, one of the knights there. He's celebrating 55 years as a knight. And so I got to talk to him and, of course, a lot of people who are walking by. So what a great fest out there. Best Fest. We'll be out there again next year. But thank you, thank you, thank you for inviting the Guadalupe Radio Network and doing our live remote out there. I also want to thank St. Patrick's Catholic Church here in San Antonio off Willow Street. Father Gustavo, Father Gus, he wanted us to do a pulpit talk this weekend. So I went from Fredericksburg, came back to San Antonio. And I'll tell you, the parishioners there at St. Patrick's are so wonderful. Father Gus was very welcoming. And so I was able to do a pulpit talk on the Vigil Mass on Saturday and all Masses on Sunday. And it was so it was such a blessing to be there with, you know, Father Gustavo and all their parishioners. So I want to thank them because it was a fantastic weekend. It was a beautiful, glorious weekend. Thank you, Lord, for the weekend. And what's coming up? There is so much coming up. I need to cover this right now. Fairways of Faith. Our good friends over at Catholic Charities are having their Fairways of Faith golf tournament. It is going to be next Monday, okay? October 27th. I'm going to be doing a live remote out there early in the morning, I think 8 o'clock before they even tee off. But it's brought to you by Catholic Charities. Not sure if they have any openings. I think they were pretty close to being sold out, but we wish them the best and pray for a very successful Fairways of Faith golf tournament brought to you by Catholic Charities. Now, if you want information about it, you can always just go into the archsa.org. Hit the events tab and Fairways of Faith golf tournament info is right there. I'm in there right now. It's going to be at Oak Hills Country Club. And I'll tell you, it's a golf tournament that's one of the biggest here in San Antonio. So it's going to be very nice to be out there and do a live remote and talk to everybody who's going to be teeing off. And I think Archbishop will be out there. Bishop Gary usually shows up. So Bishop Cepeda hopefully will be there and I'll get to meet him personally. So looking forward to that. That's next Monday, October 27th. Go to archsa.org for information. And then want to thank our newest sponsor, Catholic Life Insurance. I think everybody knows who Catholic Life Insurance is. When you're driving, you know, 410 Nacogdoches around there, the Fort Sam exit, you see that Catholic Life building. They are global. They're a huge company that is led by Christopher Bells. His dad was the former CEO, Michael Bells, and they're going to be coming on In His Vineyard very soon. But I want to thank Christopher and Cece for, you know, for their sponsorship. And we welcome Catholic Life Insurance to the Guadalupe Radio Network. Great to have them as a sponsor. So again, Christopher Bells is going to be on soon. We'll make sure that happens and talk about everything Catholic Life. And lastly, you want to book your reservation for the Guadalupe Radio Network Sen River Cruise, okay? All you got to do, it's real easy. Go into grnonline.com, hit the events tab, okay? And once you hit the events tab, you'll see GRN Sen River Cruise. This is a cruise that you don't want to miss. It's going to be next April 22nd through the 30th. Father Sam Medley is going to be leading the crew there with Debbie Giorgiani, Dave Palmer, and of course, our very own VP of Mission Development, Sean Rice. They've got 80 seats available. I guess you could say seats. 80 person cruise. That's going to be very intimate. It's going to be an all Catholic cruise. So you want to go into grnonline.com, hit the events tab, and of course, Sen River Cruise. There you can register. You can see, you know, the days. You can plan out, you know, exactly, you know, when you're going to be gone. It's April 22nd through the 30th. And then they have an extension to Lourdes. So You can go to Lourdes April 30th through May 3rd. So they've got an extension as well. If you want information, please go into grnonline.com and you can definitely see everything that is going on, not only with the Sen River Cruise, but also with GRN itself. So with that said, it's 10 after, it just turned to 10 afternoon and after the noon hour. And so I want to turn to my very special guest. And I'm going to introduce Bobby first, because Bobby, you had the privilege of picking up Father Martin, and you're going to be helping him out as he's here in San Antonio going to a couple of parishes. And I don't know what else you guys have going on, but tell us a little bit about yourself. You brought some relics that are beautiful that I touched my St. Michael's rock to. So with that said, Bobby, how you doing today?
I'm great, Gordy. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, as we do every year. It's amazing. God is amazing, and He always, you know, comes through for us. So we've got two stops: one in Spanish, one in English. And
yes,
I'm just a part of the pie, and just wanting to do my part for the glory of God, and thankful that Padre is here. So I'm thankful that we have this opportunity. Thank you so much for inviting us again.
And you do this every year. And yes. So we're so grateful, Bobby, that you do that. And, you know, we see each other at so many events, you know, yes. Whether it's a Fullness of Truth or yes. out at a parish or, yep. you know, and you're just a good, great supporter of the Guadalupe Radio Network. So
thank you
for bringing, Father Martin Scott. Now I'm going to turn to Father Martin Scott because I want to introduce him to our listeners. And he's been on the program before, but Father yes. Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank God. Have a tremendous desire to glorify God in my life. I think that's a desire that I have. I hope it never stops. Every day I become more aware of how blessed I am to have been called to be a priest in the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes.
But also I am more aware every day of how important it is for me to love God with all my heart, to lead others to God, to allow the Lord to change anything in me that needs to be changed, because mm-hmm. He's not finished with me yet. But I also feel the great desire, the great responsibility of being the servant that God wants me to be.
Right.
I ask God with all my heart that I preach more, not so much with my lips, but especially with my life and with my heart.
Yes. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You know, I mentioned you flew in from Lima, Peru, but is that where your parish is at? Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm a founder of a religious community called Servants of Divine Mercy. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, it's Siervos de la Misericordia. I live in the Diocese of Chosica, Peru. Which is east of Lima. Mm-hmm. It's a diocese that was formed in the early 1990s. I moved to the United States when I was 5.5 years old.
Oh, wow.
I came into the world with a companion, my twin brother, uh-huh. Father Felipe Scott. He's also a priest.
Who's also a priest, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. We were the first twins, six months into the pregnancy, to survive. Okay? So we miraculously survived. Believe it or not, I weighed 2.5 pounds and my brother weighed 50 grams more than me.
Y'all were preemies.
Yes, y'all very preemies.
Very preemies, yes.
Yes. We were in the hospital almost 2.5 years. 2.5 years, what I'm saying. 2.5 months.
Yep, okay? Yep. I hope not 2.5 years.
No, we were in the hospital 2.5 months. Uh-huh. And my mother was almost died twice.
Oh, my.
Giving birth. So yeah. She was on the operating table ready to have her tubal ligation. Mm-hmm. And it was with the permission of her confessor. He said, you know, the doctor told her, ma'am, you have to have a tubal ligation. Because if you cannot become pregnant again, you'll probably die and leave your husband a widower. And your children orphaned.
So my
mother, taking that all into consideration, and prayed about it, and she had her confessor's blessing. Yes. So she was on the operating table, and suddenly the Lord audibly spoke to her heart. And he said, tell the doctor that it is not my will that you have this tubal ligation. Mm-hmm. And my mother felt tremendous peace.
Wow.
So she's, years ago I was operating on my knees. So yeah. When one is ready to be operated on, it's not the time to talk to the surgeon. So she raised her hand and she said, Doctor, I have something to tell you. And he said, yes. And he said, and she said, please do not do the tubal ligation. And he looked at her like saying, why do you think you're here?
Yeah.
He said, why do you say that? And she answered, because I know it is not the will of God.
Yeah.
So she has some other
options. Because then she wouldn't be able to have any more babies.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So she definitely did not have the tubal ligation. And 4 months later, it's like God wanted to tell the medical world, they're telling you can have one more child, well, I'm going to send you two.
Twins. Oh, I love it. And twins that became priests.
Right. And we're both founders of religious communities. You know,
God knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
You came to the United States, or you were here?
We came to the United States when I was 5.5 years old. I would go back on vacation every 2 years because of my father's job.
Uh-huh.
We had like what was called home leave. We went back home to Peru every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, and I in my heart, I always felt that I would go back to Peru. Okay? I always did. But heavens knows. It was not to be a founder of a religious community. You know, they have that saying, they say, you want to see Jesus laugh, tell him your plans.
I love that saying.
And my twin brother, Father Felipe, was engaged to be married.
Whoa.
He was engaged and married to a wonderful girl from Colombia. And he was at a retreat for Catholic professionals. In Washington, it's for Hispanics, and there on the retreat, Jesus spoke to his heart, and Jesus said to him, "Leave everything, and come and follow me."
Ooh.
So my brother said, "He said he asked the Lord, Jesus, does that include Gloria?" Now this was audibly.
Yeah.
And the Lord said no. At that moment, after Jesus said no, he changed his heart towards her. So when my brother and his fiancée at that time went home, it was our birthday, so we always had a, Sunday was always the family night.
We'd
have dinners for the brothers and sisters and nephews and nieces. And so I noticed my brother was a little bit like distant with a girl. So I said to the girl, I said, her name was Gloria, and I said, Gloria, did you and my brother have an argument or something? She said,
what's going on?
Like that.
Yeah.
And she said, I noticed that he's different. Like he's a little bit distant from you. And she said, I noticed that too. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So anyway, I asked my brother at the time, I said, you know, did you and Gloria have a differences or something? He said, no, everything's fine. Of course, I knew in my heart as a twin that everything was not the way it was when he left.
Sure.
Because he thought they were ready to go on the marriage encounter.
Ah, okay.
Okay, for the retreat.
Yes.
For preparation for marriage. And suddenly I noticed that there was, this is what had grown between them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, to make a long story short, my brother eventually, like, I think a few weeks later, he just broke down in tears and he said to me, God has called me to be a priest.
Wow.
My answer was not too holy. I said, eres un idiota. You're an idiot. I said, I would, you know, give my left arm for a girl like this, and you're, you know, letting go of her.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I said that also because I was already sensing the calling to be a priest.
You hadn't become a priest yet.
No, not at all. No.
Oh, my goodness.
The love of my life had been a girl from Chile that I met in the university.
Okay.
You know, obviously, the girl found out, you know, that this long-term, long-distance relationship was not easy on any of us.
Right.
Okay, so we decided to part ways in a good way, but I was thinking that God would put someone else.
Sure.
He did put someone else. Jesus Christ.
He put himself.
My Lord and Savior.
That's right.
But the beautiful thing is, even though it was a surprise, I'm so happy I became a priest. I'm thrilled.
And so are we.
I'm thrilled to be a priest. Honestly. Yes. I'm so happy because there's no better gift than to be totally committed to Christ.
And you've been given the gift of healing and inspiration.
Right. That was a surprise.
How did you feel that? How did that come about?
Well, first of all, all of us, whether we're laymen or ordained priests, religious, mm-hmm. all of us receive in our baptism all the gifts, natural and supernatural, that we will need to fulfill God's will. Okay. To the extent that we open up ourselves to God's will, those gifts are manifested.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So obviously the gift of, I was in the seminary because I had gotten my degree in business finance, economics. I only had to do, thank God, 1 year of philosophy.
Uh-huh.
It's called pre-theology. And I was still in the Archdiocese of Washington.
Right.
So I was sent there, and I remember I began to, the ideal of the healing ministry wouldn't leave my heart.
Yeah.
So I told my spiritual director at the time, a wonderful priest from the Diocese of Cleveland, Ohio, and he said, you know, if this is from God, like, don't force yourself.
Yeah.
God will give you opportunity to pray over people. So the first time he had me use it was when I was, it was like a holiday, public holiday, and we didn't go to the, we didn't have classes. So my brother and I think we went to a drugstore or something. And we left there. There was a man. He had his arm in a sling,
mm-hmm.
and he was in tremendous pain. We weren't dressed like priests, you know. We were dressed
right
in lay clothes. Okay, I only dressed in the theology.
Yeah,
you know, with my what we call blacks, my clergy clothes.
Sure,
but he said, you know, and my brother and I both felt tremendous compassion for him. So my brother and I said, do you mind if we say a prayer with you?
Uh-huh.
He said, sure. So we prayed over him silently, you know, we're praying. And suddenly the God took away the pain. He had no pain. He kept moving his arm forward, you know, up and down, up and down. He said, I have no pain. He said, well, God has healed you. So then the seminary, I noticed and that I could sense in my heart, it's called the gift of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
That I could tell the woundedness of the seminarians, like what they had gone in life, okay? So I spoke to my spiritual rector, my brother spoke to his spiritual rector, and they said, okay, the rector at the time gave us permission to, I don't know how often we did this, but that we would pray over the brothers, the seminarians,
yeah.
okay?
Your fellow brothers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would do it on one side of the hallway. My brother did it on the other side. Okay? So there was like a line.
Yeah.
So we'd pray over them. Okay? Yeah, you know, now I laugh of joy.
Right.
Because first of all, I never thought God would use me as a, you know. But God has really blessed me in using the gift of knowledge in praying over people, the woundedness, but also in confessions.
Right.
God really guides me in a very powerful, beautiful way because he doesn't want us to be going through life carrying sin.
Right.
And the sad thing is that many people, because they have a misconception of God's mercy, they often, like when they go to confession, they keep to themselves or try to not tell the priest the gravest sins.
Right.
But the truth is, when we go to confession, okay, we must remember, first of all, the priest has the seal of confession. He right. cannot tell anyone, absolutely anyone, until right. he dies, you know, the sins that were told to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So God has used, the Holy Spirit has used me in really allowing people to make a very good, sincere confession.
Wow. How often should we be going to confession?
Okay, I go.
Or reconciliation.
Okay, sacrament of confession, sacrament mm-hmm. of reconciliation, at least once a month.
Once a month, okay.
Yeah. I can honestly say that before, when I was led a worldly life, did a lot of drinking, partying,
mm-hmm.
I probably went to confession once or twice a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not, no, please do not imitate me. Okay? No. Then, now I go to confession weekly.
Yeah. And so, you know, with that said, we all want to be in a state of grace, right? And we should not be receiving the Eucharist.
We should never receive Holy Communion when we are conscious of mortal sin.
When we are conscious of mortal sin. Right. Okay.
Okay.
And that's what confession's about, bringing your sins.
And some people have a total misconception of the mercy of God because they think God's mercy is so great, He'll forgive me. So they go to, unfortunately, this is more often here in the U.S. than in Peru. In Peru, the communion lines are much shorter than the U.S.
Really?
Because people are more conscious of mortal sin, and they know if they're in mortal sin, they should not be going to communion. And I think we as priests, mm-hmm. must remind people, allow the Lord to, I would say, form them, and when we should go to communion, how often we should go to confession, and to make a good confession, encourage them to make a very good confession,
right?
Not to be afraid of confessing any sins. And third of all, encourage people to go to communion in a state of grace.
And once the priest gives you absolution, those sins are forgiven.
They are totally forgiven.
And what happens to, why do we as human beings want to keep carrying those?
Right. It's another thing is we must, in the same way that God, if God who's perfect, is divine, okay, forgives our sins, who are we not to forgive our sins?
Yeah.
Forgive ourselves. So I think it's so important that we forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember one time when I was a younger priest, I had no gray hair. I was ready. I used to do jogging. I used to go jogging. I was in my first parish, and the cook, she called me up to my, I was ready to go jogging. I was dressed. And she said, Father, there's a young man that's coming. He really needs to talk to a priest.
Yeah.
I said, don't worry, I'll be right down. Thinking that it would just be, you know, in and out, just 5 seconds, whatever.
Sure.
Well, boy, was I surprised. God have a surprise. He said, Father, I've been a drug addict, alcoholic for many years. He said, Father, I've hit rock bottom. I would really like to change my life. I said, well, that will only change if you make a good confession.
Yeah. And that is how important. That is so important.
Right.
Yeah, we'll continue that story, Father. But we got it. That music means we got to take a break. But we're going to come back. And it's Father Modestine, everybody, and Bobby Contreras. Hang tight. We're going to be right back with Father Modestine.
Looking for a way to support Catholic Radio and share your faith? Visit the Guadalupe Radio Network store, from inspiring apparel to exclusive 25th anniversary items. Every purchase helps keep Catholic programming on the air. So shop with a purpose and wear your faith proudly. Visit grnonline.com and click on the shop button. The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
This is retired Navy Vice Admiral Steve Stanley. With Archbishop Broglio, I'm promoting the cause for canonization of Father Vincent Capodanno. This U.S. Navy Catholic chaplain and Medal of Honor recipient was wounded twice, but freely gave his life on a Vietnam battlefield, anointing fallen Marines. Who better provides a heroic example for imitation as Christians? We need your support and prayer. Visit CapodannoGuild.org. That's CapodannoGuild.org.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. We have such beautiful conversations on the air each and every morning. Living together and walking the road to holiness takes time and intentionality. Those of you who join us in the mornings know exactly what I'm talking about. Our next episode will focus on being Catholic in the public square. Dale Alquist and Father Sam Medley will be joining us as well. Listen to Morning Joy weekdays starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sisso, I still think my French accent's better.
No way!
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure. help celebrate 30 years of La Promesa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice and Dave Palmer on a Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux and of course Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network's In His Vineyard. We want to thank you for listening in. Of course, not just here in San Antonio, but, you know, Uvalde, everybody out there in Uvalde, Marble Falls, Kerrville, Fredericksburg. Thank you for listening. We have a very special guest today, and, you know, I'm glad the Lord cleared the whole hour for Father Martin Scott, because he's coming here from Lima, Peru. And, you know, he's doing his U.S. tour. He's going to be at a couple of spots. I think people out there, we're going to get to back to that story you were talking about, Father. But he's going to be at St. Mary Magdalene, October 25th. That's a Saturday. That's a full day retreat in Spanish. Okay. So he's doing a Spanish, then he's going to do an English. So when I tell you full day retreat, it's a Spanish healing and inspirational talk, or actually the other way around. Inspirational talk followed by a Spanish healing. And then on Wednesday, October 29th, mark your calendar for this. He's going to be at St. Mary's Catholic Church, downtown San Antonio. And I think it's Father Gordon out there that is the pastor. He's going to have an evening inspirational talk followed by a healing. So I believe that's going to start at 7 with the talk, and then the healing is going to keep going on. And so you want to make sure that, you know, you are aware of where Father's going to be. If you're out there, you have an ailment, whether it's inside your body or, you know, exterior, I mean, come see Father Martin Scott. I'm sure he can help you. And through the Lord's divine intervention, I'm sure you will feel that, just as I'm feeling it here in the studio. And, you know, Bobby's saying yes, 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 because, you know, Bobby knows. And I want to get to Bobby real quick. And Bobby, thank you for bringing Father Martin on.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to let you know that God is good all the time, right?
All
as
the
we
time.
Say, as Zach brothers.
Yep.
And that I have seen miracles. God is so amazing. I have seen miracles. My first miracle that I saw with Father Martin, I remember this lady, this couple came in from Mexico, and her leg was crooked, and she was one of the first ones there,
uh-huh.
And I greeted her. Of course, I was there waiting for Father Martin, and basically the bottom line was is that I told him, please sit up front, you're first.
Right, right.
You're first. And so I basically said, you're first, and you will be prayed over first. So we had, of course, Holy Mass, and then Padre Martin prayed over them, and she told me in Spanish that it was a miracle, milagro, and that her leg was actually moving and was on fire, she said.
Wow.
And she walked out of there real slow, of course.
But she walked.
She walked. And her husband was carrying the crutches she walked in with.
Wow.
It was incredible. This was, you know, we've known Father Martin, my wife and I, for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen miracle after miracle. I've seen the fruits of the Holy Spirit just work like you would not believe.
Yeah.
And different things, you know, different ways, different styles, you know, knowledge, gift of knowledge, gift of prophecy. So it's just been amazing. I'm so thankful that I'm a part of this ministry.
You know, and it's God's will, right? I mean, he could give the gift of healing to whoever he wants.
Right.
Like Alan Ames, he's not.
Right, yes.
Alan Ames is not part of, you know, the priesthood.
Right.
But he's got the gift of healing.
Yes.
And I've had Alan Ames sit in that chair right there. And it's such a blessing. And you could feel it, you know,
yes.
When you meet individuals that have the gift of healing, like
right.
Father Martin here, I can feel it. Now, let's real quick, tell me about the relics
okay,
you brought
cool.
in, because I would be remiss not to talk about the relics.
Sure.
I wish we had we do have a camera, but you can't see them, listeners, but Bobby brought in, go ahead and explain
sure,
the relics you
sure.
have here.
Well, first and foremost, we always travel with a big rock from the cave of Monte Gargano, Italy. where Saint Michael himself appeared four times. They call it the Celestial Basilica. And
it's the only cave that Saint Michael consecrated.
Yes, personally. So that travels with us, so you can see that, and you can actually hold one in your hand. I have an extra one. We also have the founder of that religious order. His name is Blessed Father Branislav Markevich.
Wow.
We have a piece of his thigh bone.
Yeah,
and that travels with us too. So you're welcome to touch that relic too. He was good friends with St. John Bosco. He was a Salesian, and felt moved. The Lord moved him to found the order, the Michaelite order, and they're in 17 different countries.
Wow.
And they're champions for the poor, too, just like Padre Martin, and for the orphaned. So beautiful, beautiful match, that is. And then the smaller relic is the vestments of Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
Fulton Sheen. Yeah, I got to touch that. I've never seen that one.
Yes, and I've got many more. I just only brought those for today.
Now, when you're at Mary Magdalene and St. Mary's downtown with Father Martin, are you going to have these on you?
Yes. Everybody, you heard it. They're there for display for you to touch your rosary with or whatever you want to touch to make whatever it is you have a third-class relic.
I love, love, love touching relics. And I know at Fullness of Truth, they always bring a bunch. You brought some to our 25th anniversary celebration in Plano.
Yes, yes.
And so you brought a huge rock for Adam Bly.
Yes, yes.
And Debbie Jordan, well, it was more for Adam Bly, but you were helping him out there.
Yes.
And when he touched it, it heated up. And I felt it after he touched it, and that rock was hot.
And Debbie Giorgiani said the same thing. There were many people, he had it. In fact, everybody that came to see him, he said, do you want to experience a grace from St. Michael? And one guy said, when he had the rock in his hand, he said, I just felt electricity run through my whole body.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, just St. Michael's awesome.
I mean, we're touching, you know, a rock that came from the cave in Gargano, Italy, where he consecrated. He flew in and said, I consecrate this cave myself. St. Michael.
Yes.
That is, a lot of people don't know that. I try to tell that story as best as I can, but that cave is still there.
Yep.
And you can go to Italy and tour the cave itself.
Yes. And I also have a relic that touched the footprint of where Michael, St. Michael, believe it or not, left his footprint where he wanted the altar. And his footprint is right behind that altar, believe it or not.
Bobby, he had to go there a couple of times to convince them, four times, to convince them that, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm consecrated. I'm flying in. I'm doing this.
He saw two different bishops.
It
took that much.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yes. Yeah. And the miracles that are happening there are the miracles that are happening today still, as you just attested with that story about Adam and all those people in Dallas at the
twenty fifth
anniversary in Dallas and Plano. St. Michael's still working today.
Oh, absolutely.
And St. Michael, I will tell you, assists Padre Martin in a very special way.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for his intercession and for his guidance and his inspiration for they are there for us to utilize.
Yes.
You know, it's not for me to stay at, you know, keep these relics at home. No.
Yeah.
No. They're for the people, the church.
And we appreciate you bringing him in, Bobby, and appreciate you,
Thank you.
Bringing Padre Martin in here. And if you're just tuning in, we've got Father Martin Scott, Padre Martin Scott from Lima, Peru. And he's sitting in with us. We're talking all about the, he's taking his U.S. tour. I call it the U.S. tour, but he'll be at St. Mary Magdalene on Saturday, October 25th. And at St. Mary's downtown Wednesday, October 29th. Now, if people want to find out, Father Martin's schedule, where do they go?
Okay, sure.
Bobby?
If they wanted to go on the computer, they can just type in divinemercycorp.org, or they can call me. They can call me. I'm afraid to talk to anybody. If anybody wants to call and see, you know, what Father's doing or what have you not, or even make a donation.
Yeah, Divine Mercy Corp. And that's D-I-V-I-N-E, Mercy, M-E-R-C-Y, Corp, C-O-R-P, .org.
Amen.
DivineMercyCorp.org. Or they can call the station if they need information. So, yeah. But I want to go back to your story, Father, because you were telling us the story, and let's do the second part of that.
Okay, so I was, this man came, he hadn't been to confession such a long time, okay? Uh-huh. And he said, Father, I've hit rock bottom. So he said, Father, can you help me out? I said,
plagued by drugs and alcohol.
Oh, tremendous.
Big time.
He looked like a disaster. I mean,
Oh, goodness.
Oh, he looked horrendously. Like he was ready, like, to give up in life.
Yeah.
So I said, look, come tomorrow. You know, I said, I don't have time right now to hear your confession, but tomorrow come and I'll give you a big slot of time. And he did. I think it took like 2.5 hours for him to make a very good confession, like he had never confessed before.
Wow.
And thank God, because of that very sincere, prolonged confession, his life changed radically.
Wow.
He began going to daily mass. He began I was in a parish, a wonderful parish, that had perpetual adoration to the Most Holy Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be there every day. His life changed incredibly.
Wow.
Okay? And he was so convinced of God's love for him and God's mercy.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, you were talking about, you know, if people want to make donations in our community. You know, when somebody makes a donation to our community, we offer Mass for them until we die.
Right.
Okay, so I have a 4-page long list of names of intentions of people that we help out.
Yeah.
That, I mean, who have helped us out, because we do a lot of good, or God does a lot of good through us.
Sure.
You know, other than meet our expenses, which are high.
Yeah.
I'm really the only priest of our community who travels to get funds for our community.
Yes.
But if they help us, anybody help us out, even though I find out about it or not, that's not the most important thing, is that Mass is offered every day until I die for our benefactors.
Wow. And prior to us, you know, coming on the air, we were talking about, you know, the preparation that's needed for to be ready for the day that God takes us home, right? This is part of that preparation, reconciliation, adoration.
Right. So we really, like, we just had in my community, I was already in the United States, we had what's called a Siervo Fest, okay? And it was like this big encounter in the community. We live in a building that's large.
Mm-hmm.
It has two wings. It's really my brother's community. We rent it from them. We're in a lot that's very big. I don't know how much it's in feet, but it's 7,000 square meters. Anyway, so we had people, you know, we had music and we had preaching, Mass for everyone,
right.
Confessions. We had a lot, you know, so our priests could hear confessions. And other priests also were there to hear confessions. So it was a wonderful explosion of God's love and mercy for the people of God.
Right, right. And, you know, as you're talking and you raise your hands, you have the weapon of choice, the rosary, wrapped around your hand. How important is that weapon?
The rosary is very important. One time, one of our priests is a very good holy priest. Had a dream. And the dream that he had was that our community was being attacked by demons.
Right.
So all of us had rosaries in our hands, and we were like, you know, like if it was a, how do you say, I don't know how you say, you know, like when you whip someone.
Oh, yeah, like you were lashing.
I was lashing at them.
Lashing
all of us.
At them. All of you lashing.
Against the devils, because there were many
with your
demons.
Rosary.
Yes, and they would just flee. They hate the rosary.
Wow.
Because the instrument that they're most, God's instrument that they're more afraid of and hate, that are petrified of her, is our Blessed Mother.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Father Ken Geraci, this was like a year ago at our retreat. I think maybe it was more than a year ago. You know, I was telling about, you know, my dreams sometimes are so scary. He said, start sleeping with a rosary under your pillow. Ever since I started doing that, Father, my dreams are beautiful.
Right, beautiful. And also I want to really encourage the people who are listening to us, and I hope the word spreads. Really get to know your guardian angel.
Yes.
Okay, the reason I say that is because this has nothing to do with the New Age. Like, you know, angels and this, you know. And right. Those who are in the New Age have such a, the devil lies to us. So they make the angels more important than God. No, the angels who are instruments of God lead us to God.
Right.
So in my case, I never went to Catholic school. I always went to public school here in the United States. But God is so important because God knows what we will need.
Yeah.
So in the seminary, I had to do a paper, okay? The seminary, and there were all these incredibly theological topics, you know. 99, they were all like Chinese for me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what happened was the only topic I could understand for a paper was angels. So I did not knowing that I would be called to be found in order, okay?
Yeah.
I did a report, okay? I got to thank God for the glory of God, a very good grade. But right. The important thing is that I got to know my guardian angel. So, okay?
Right.
And it was, my guardian angel is, priests have two angels, one that accompanies them to Mass every day, but also it's our guardian angels.
I never knew that.
Right.
This is the first time I'm hearing. Priests have two angels.
Right. My guardian angel is the one that's given to us at the moment of our conception.
Okay, yeah.
And they choose us. We don't choose them. Okay? Wow. So I found out that at that time that my guardian angel is the Archangel St. Michael.
Oh.
So, by the way, I have been to that cave.
In Italy.
In Italy, I have.
Yes. Gargano, Italy?
Yes.
Yes.
I really felt his, I had some beautiful grace there. Yeah. But he's very, you know, I was there, I was leading a pilgrimage.
Uh-huh.
So we stopped there to have Mass.
Unbelievable. And that cave, it used to, well, when he consecrated it, they couldn't reach it, right? It was like way up there. And now there's a walkway.
There is. And there's a road.
A road, yeah.
Okay. But what I want to say is that I want to really encourage our listeners to please, please get to know your guardian angel. Pray to him.
Yeah. You know, my mom's always told me, because I was born on September 29th, the day we honor the archangels, Saint Gabriel, Saint Michael, Saint Raphael.
Right.
And so I was born on that day.
Beautiful.
Super blessed.
But I would really then encourage you, it's more than ever, to have a relationship with your guardian angel, or with the three guardian angels.
The three, yeah. Okay. Wow, but when you just said that was profound to me. Priests have two angels. One that leads them and guards them and takes them to Mass?
So my guardian angel, for example, mm-hmm. I ask, is it like, is intercession many times, different issues. If I have I'm going to meet with somebody and I know it's going to be a difficult topic, okay?
Right.
I always send my guardian angel to their guardian angel. And things run very smoothly.
And here's the thing is, you ask your guardian angel to intercede.
Yeah.
We're not praying to them.
To talk to their guardian angel.
Yes. Intercession.
Right. To communicate so that whatever encounter we have, it can be with a job issue, whatever, that it goes smoothly.
Yeah. And you know, our call-in shows like Dr. Dave Anders, that's like one of the most popular questions for non-Catholics is they always ask, why do they pray to the Virgin Mary? Well, we don't.
Yeah, first of all, okay, that's a good question, okay? I love our Blessed Mother. Why would Jesus not want us to ask his mother, Mother of God, to pray for us?
Right.
Okay? Our Lady is only going to lead us to her Son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Any normal good man or woman, once if we were to meet their mother or father, would want us to respect them.
That's right.
Treat them well. Imagine the Mother of God.
Yeah.
So Our Lady, I'm very close to her. Very close to her. I love her deeply. You know, but I must admit this. Growing up in a family in which my brother and I are twins, my mother preferred my brother.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I noticed it all my life.
Yeah.
And she told my brother when we were... Except we were renting a beach house. We were like 17 years old. She told my mother, my brother, I want you to know you're my favorite. So after my brother, who's a priest, gave us a retreat, again, the truth is, when he told me that, I said, oh, Philip, I knew that all my life.
Yeah.
All my life, I knew that. Wow. But I must say this, after I moved back to Peru, you know, my mother would, I used to have lunch with her or dinner every day of my day off as a priest. But after my mother didn't see me that often, she became very close and affectionate with me.
And who doesn't do it? Their mother asks. I love referring back to the wedding at Cana when the Virgin Mary, the Blessed Mother asked Jesus, hey, we need some more wine. But they ran out of wine. He's like, woman, what are you doing? It's not time yet. Yep. But he still did it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. He really wanted to please his mother.
He wanted to please his mother. And so, you know, we touched on this a little bit, Father, you know, but, you know, in talking about spiritual warfare, that seems to be a very, very big topic, you know, not just for, you know, our show on Saturday, you know, with Adam Bly and Debbie Giorgiani, the spirit world,
right.
But, you know, daily, you know, people are always asking about, yeah. You know, what we can do. And you mentioned the rosary, you know, praying the rosary, going to adoration.
And also going to confessional.
Yes.
Frequent confession will protect us.
Right.
Okay. I beg our listeners to not read horoscopes.
That's where I was going, yeah.
Okay, do not. I beg them.
Yes.
And priests have to talk about this, warn people.
Keep your kids away from the Ouija boards.
The Ouija board, having their palm read.
Yes.
Okay, reading horoscopes. Because first of all, it's all a lie from the devil.
Yeah.
Okay, it will only contaminate our soul.
Right.
When I was young, my brother and I were young, and we didn't know any better. My mother didn't. We had just arrived in the United States a few years after we arrived. My mother bought us a Ouija board.
Oh,
she
goodness.
Had no idea of no what idea. It was about.
Wow. She thought it was just a game for
kids. Yeah, it was a game, and, you know, of course. And really, it really contaminated us.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not to renounce it. I had to take it to confession and renounce it.
Yeah.
Renouncing and the spirit of Ouija boards.
And if there are parents out there that are hearing this and they say, well, we have one. What do we do with it? Can they take it to their local parish how do you get rid of those?
First of all, I would burn it.
Okay.
And then throw holy water around the area.
Burn it and then holy water around the area. Okay. Yeah, because I've heard stories of people saying, you know, we don't know how to get rid of it and we're afraid to get rid of it.
No, they shouldn't be afraid. God is much greater and stronger.
He's infinitely strong.
But also to take that to confession.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, like you said, you know, we don't want to expose our kids to that. We don't
not
want to expose, you know,
all.
Palm readers,
another
tarot cards.
Is, okay. Yeah. It's all a trap from the devil. But also, I beg parents not to allow their children to watch, what's this TV show? It has to do with witchcraft. The actors are British.
Oh, there's so many. You're talking. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. yeah. The Harry Potter series
Harry
and all
Potter.
That. Yeah.
I beg you. Yeah. That is a trap, entrapment of the devil.
Yeah.
Do not have your children watch that.
Yeah.
It is all, you know, it's all a lie from the devil.
Well, my mom used to always tell me the gateway to the soul is through your eyes.
Right.
It's a gateway to your soul.
But I beg you, parents have to be very careful and protect their children from that.
You're right. And be careful what they see on the internet, these games that they're playing. You know, these are just avenues that the devil, the enemy, uses.
For me on the internet, I watch, you know, it can be things of, you know, spiritual talks,
right.
Interviews that are good. You know, sometimes I watch. I don't know. They sent me a lot of things on food, how to make food. not a cook, but I enjoy looking at it.
Father Martin, I'm excited because, you know, you're here in San Antonio, and I want to remind our listeners, if they're just tuning in, we got about 3 more minutes, but I really would like everybody to know that he is going to be at St. Mary Magdalene for a Spanish inspirational talk and a healing. That's going to be on Saturday, October 25th, and that's a full-day Spanish retreat.
Yes.
And Father Will Combs out there is awesome, and he's been on the
He'll
program.
Be part of it.
He'll be part of it?
Yes.
Oh, good deal.
He's a wonderful priest.
Yes, Father Wilcombs is exceptional. He's been on our program many times, Father, and it's just great to have him here. But if you need information regarding the talks, you can always go to divinemercycorp.org. divinemercycorp.org. He's also going to be at St. Mary's Catholic Church downtown San Antonio, and he's doing an evening inspirational talk and a healing. And that's going to be Wednesday, October 29th. And that's going to be, there at St. Mary's Catholic Church downtown. But it's not going to be a full-day retreat. That's an evening one. So you want to go there. The healing is going to be started about 7:45 after the talk. And so here in San Antonio, those are two places you can go to see Father Martin Scott and receive blessings and healings from Father. And I'm sure it's going to be beautiful,
Father. Please remember that the only healers are Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Who's God? I'm just the instrument.
You're his vehicle.
That's all.
Yeah. Use me as your instrument, Lord.
Very significant instrument.
Yes, indeed. And Father Martin, I just want to say thank you. I know this is second year Bobby's brought you over to the Guadalupe Radio Network, and you're welcome here anytime. Anytime you're in town, I want you here.
I humbly ask for your prayers for our community that we glorify God in our lives.
Absolutely. DivineMercyCorp.org. DivineMercyCorp.org. And I'm going to turn to Bobby now because he's got something to say. What you got, Bobby?
So on Padre Martin's prayer card, a daily affirmation for holiness, he says, Lord, I beg you to change me. I give you permission to change me. I give you permission to remove the obstacles in my life that keep me from drawing closer to you.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. And this is the card you gave me, and this is Father Martin's card.
Yes.
Yeah, it has it. Beautiful. Okay, everybody, that's the end of our program. Thank you, Father Martin. We love you. We'll be praying for you.
God bless all of you. Thank you.
Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Everybody else out there, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you for tuning in to In His Vineyard, and may God bless you always.
Celebrating 2,000 years of truth. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Join us in praying an Our Father for the intentions of the Holy Father, our bishops and clergy, and those of religious life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We pray for all your intentions daily. May God bless you.
The Basilica of the National Shrine of the Little Flower in San Antonio invites you to a once-in-a-lifetime spiritual event. From October 31st to November 4th, the Sacred Relics of St. Therese of Lisieux, the beloved Little Flower, will be visiting the shrine as a part of a worldwide pilgrimage. Known for her little way of love and humility, St. Therese continues to inspire millions around the globe. Come and venerate the centenary reliquary. Participate in special masses, prayer services, and take time for quiet reflection. Whether you're seeking healing, peace, or a deeper connection to your faith, this is a powerful opportunity to encounter grace. All are welcome. Bring your family, your parish group, or come on your own. For full details and schedule, visit littleflowerbasilica.org.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. The letter to the Hebrews describes the scriptures as a double-edged sword. This weapon is so sharp, it can cut us to the bone, revealing our hypocrisy, our justifications, our self-recited limitations, and our hidden motives. They are like a riverbed clogged with boulders. Our lives then become stale and boring without the fresh, clean, rushing waters of God's Spirit. And yet these waters can rush in through the Word of God.
In the same way, it may be painful at times to read the scriptures God gave us, but the life they bring is crucial. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." Today, allow the word of God to clear away the obstacles that block you from a total life of holiness.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
This is 89.7 FM KJMA Radio, Floresville, San Antonio. Also online at grnonline.com. We don't mess with the truth. Hear it, love it, live it.